Summer Reese, she asked for a few questions. Rico Ross. Raimundo Reynoso. What?
Yes.
Has Muley seated?
That's right. Yes. Welcome to the board, by the way.
Thank you.
Sutton. Donna Warren, she is out. She may be here later, but she did ask when she's absent, if she's not. Yosha Manaka.
Here.
Okay. I'm sorry, John Wenger.
Here.
Newly seated.
Newly seated, yes, and welcome, John. And Lamont is here. Okay.
Pardon me,
can
you see a mystery
person? Bella, please, the two of you, don't speak out of order, please. Okay, can we have a motion? Will we excuse the people that asked for
so moved.
Second.
Okay.
I believe Yoli had sent an email to this body saying she had to work the last minute.
Okay.
So
now...
the names of those work students?
Pardon me?
The
names
of the public.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's see. We got Jonathan Alexander. He asked for an excused absence because of the mini fund drive today. He's working on that. Jan Goodman, her mother died, you heard. Ali Lexa, he's also working on the mini fund drive and maybe here later. And Summer Reese has asked for an excuse absent. And you say Yolanda also, which I didn't see anything, but you said she did. And Donna, yes.
Now Rico.
Rico what? Huh?
Rico was excuse.
No, he didn't ask. Please. And was there one more? Donna Warren, CBC. Okay, so are there any objections to those excused absences?
No.
Being no objections, we approve their absences. Okay, now we're going to let the... Does everybody have a copy of the agenda in front of them? Okay.
Are there any agendas for the audience?
I don't think so.
I have...
Yes.
No, this is not. Other pages
are different.
On the agenda?
Yeah.
I would like to point out.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
I'd like to point out, as I've done at every single meeting, that there's supposed to be 15 minutes for the PMB delegates report. If there's to be an IED report, that could be separate. By motion and practice, the PMB report is always 15 minutes. If we want an IED report, that should be a separate item and then we decide the time.
So you want want to have the PMB separate IED report?
Yes.
Are there any objections to that?
And the PMB report is supposed to be 15 minutes.
Always.
I move that we move item 6B, which is the waivers committee report and motion on waivers, up immediately after Roman numeral 1 and before the committee report.
Second.
Alright, any objections to that? Yeah. Any objections to moving that up to the... Okay. And Sean?
Yeah, we should probably put on the new business. I stepped down from the audit committee, so we need to put another member on the audit committee. And I wish Summer was here tonight because I know that Summer has expressed an interest in joining that committee. Yeah. So let's put it under unfinished business, and if we get that far, we'll be able to. Unless somebody objects.
And Steve?
Yeah.
Under new business, probably at the end, the PNB has requested that the LSBs assess programming at the station, and I suspect we need to populate a work group or something to take care of that.
Okay, an assess programming committee?
Program assessment committee. Or maybe we turn that assignment over to the FROC. I don't know. But we need to address that.
When was that motion brought to the PNB? And when
April, I believe it was 27th. I have it out in my car, and I left my mobile phone out in the car.
I could clarify. It came from the governance committee. And it was basically what FROC is defined to do, which is to assure that programming, all the wording in the bylaws, it's just taken straight from the bylaws in terms of programming. It's not assess what the programming is, but assessing if programming serves the diverse communities, if evaluations are fair and equitable, etc. It's just a straight bylaw language asking every PM. Was what the governance committee said.
Susan Young amended it to include the LSBs as part of the assessment.
I think it would help if we had a copy of these.
As I say, I'll flip out to my car and bring you all a copy. I had one at the governance committee meeting last time, and it flipped off its agenda.
I can probably read it. I haven't. But I have to get it.
I'm putting it under new business. It'll be forever till we get that.
Okay. Anything else on the agenda? I do have one thing. Our new interim general manager, Bob Conger, sent a brief report, GM report, which is not on the agenda. And if you like, you can add it and I can read it. It's very good.
Yes. How long is the report?
Very short.
Oh, yeah.
What is the title, please?
General manager report. Put that on right before the standing advisory committee. If there's no objection to that.
Could you also announce Jennifer's position to the people who have not gotten that in yet?
Yeah, I don't have the exact wording, but I will. Bob Conger, on the advice of Sean, Sean recommended that Jennifer Kaiser become a management person, which is well deserved. She's worked very hard.
She's
a very competent person. So she's now moved into a management position, and kind of like an assistant to Bob, and Bob is not around. People will go to her for anything that, if there's a venture to Bob. I don't exactly have the right title for her position, but she's moved into this position. Yes?
In regard to any kind of shift of status of that nature, it can only be a permanent shift. If it has budget approval, because otherwise there's no money for it in the budget. So any shift like that would be, I assume, considered temporary.
Well, this is an interim position. Okay, anything else about the agenda?
I'll move move that the agenda be approved as amended.
Okay. Any objections to the agenda being approved as amended? Well approved. Okay, so we'll move on to, first of all, I will read, before we go to the Standing Advisory Committee, oh no, we've got to approve the minutes, that's right. Does everybody have a copy of the latest minutes in front of them? Okay, if you take, how long do you need to read these? 5 minutes?
Mr. Chair, if I could, would it be possible to get these by email in advance?
Well, it'd be very easy, except that part about in advance. This is a 5.5 hour meeting. It ended up being 4 pages. And,
I understand.
If you guys cut down your time, I promise I'll have advance. I still got it.
Also, I need a timekeeper. Are you willing to take that? We'll take 5 minutes to read these over. Okay.
Thank you.
Chair, the time is up.
Okay. We need more time on this? Yes? Okay. Did anybody see any corrections?
Yes, I think for the minutes of the June 16th, 2009, on page 2, near the bottom of the page, LaVarn Williams, there should be L-A-V-A-R-N Williams.
I have to for doing as well. Members, excuse Lamont, misspelled his name. I think it's Lamont, not Lamont.
Okay.
Right?
That's
Lamont?
I just saw
And the other one, on the same thing report, somebody's in the midst, as in fog. It should be midst as in middle.
Okay.
PMD report, Sean Casey O'Brien, the PMD committee is in the midst.
No, I think he meant mid.
Yeah, right.
Mid. In the fog. In the fog.
Yes.
Since we're doing name corrections, might as well correct mine.
It's F-E-U-E-R.
On which? On the July minute?
On all.
Ball minute?
Oh.
Yeah.
F-E-U-E-R.
No big deal.
Can we just have people submit spelling corrections directly to the secretary and not take time?
Any objections to that? Any other corrections on the minutes? Right, hearing no corrections, the...
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. The last comment, I would like it...
This is the July minutes, sir?
No, the June minutes. I'm sorry. I thought we had missed June minutes. The comment by me, it is my understanding that Mr. Riddle Alisti. I have no idea what I was saying at that moment or how to complete that sentence. So
neither
does the secretary. So if we could, since that's not regarding a vote or a motion, I would like that statement struck.
I could pass the picture now.
I don't see why, unless I want to enter a statement into the minutes.
Yeah.
And since it's commentary, I don't
particularly
like commentary in the minutes, so I'm not going to do it. Do you have any objection to striking that?
It has been my personal choice that the board's responses to the PNB report, I do try to verbalize it. It's really the only place I try to put any comments. That's just a personal choice. The board hasn't told me one way or the other.
And I have no problem with that. I think that's probably useful, except this last statement that stands.
Yeah.
June 18th. The very last line on the second page.
June 16th, right?
Yeah.
You want that across, right?
Yes. Because I have no idea what.
All right, okay. There are no objections to that?
Thank you. I just hate to have to explain that somewhere down the line.
Okay.
What does it mean?
All right. So any other directions to the minutes? Hearing no objections, the minutes are approved. Okay, you wanted to go.
Yes, Ruthina's going to give her report, or our working group report, on the waiver.
Has the order on the agenda been?
Yes.
And then it was like 2 or 3 days after the report.
Well, that takes place because you had the appointing secretary notes and
arrived. So it was this one.
What was it up here?
The waivers maybe before motion.
Then the motion on waivers has been distributed.
Okay, on or about July 21st, approximately 3 days after the last meeting, somebody could correct me, I could be off on that date. We met as, how do we define the group?
It was a task force working group
to review some of the discrepancies and issues to some of the waivers. I volunteered to call everyone and ask them personally. I did that July 25th or so. And right now the results from my efforts are as follows. There were 13 total who I did not get responses from, but one was a question. So we have 12 with no response of a total of...
We have already 7 approved from the previous
meeting.
7
approved from a previous meeting.
Right. And then you're approving 9.
And 9.
Your recommendation is to approve these other 9.
Correct. So I am submitting 9 for recommendation. Upon speaking to them, they did tell me that they needed a waiver.
In addition to the 7.
Yes. Correct.
And I was so moved.
Second. Okay, any objections to approving these waivers?
Am I having?
Okay, there were 9 more, 7 were originally approved at the meeting, at the last meeting. And Rufino contacted anything that there were any doubts, any people that there were doubts about, came up with 9 that were approved, or that she recommends being approved. Yosh seconds that. And we the same movement. Okay?
Chairman,
yes, I'm sorry.
Who do you want to go with first?
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. I want you to know that because of all your hard work, this issue has come up on the election committee, and there's been a move to standardize both our waiver policy and the forms throughout the whole network. So hopefully next election we won't have to deal with this.
Great. Yes, thank you. Some of the comments were that it was rather confusing in the box. I won't go through those details, but the working group could make that recommendation as well. In terms of bigger font, a little more space will help.
People can answer.
And expand some of
the
Has the question of proxies, was the question of proxies considered in your evaluation?
No,
no.
No proxies.
I just want to know if it was considered.
That
is waivers that were brought in by others besides the person asking for it.
I'm just curious, Rufina, when you call these people, what did you ask? Just say, do you need a waiver or why do you need a waiver?
Buenas tardes, me llamo Rufina Juárez y le estoy hablando porque yo no era una forma tocante de un tipo de persona. I will translate as soon as I'm done. Y necesitamos verificar si de verdad necesitamos un perdón tocante la membresía, ya que esa membresía se puede cuestionar la caja de escopio. Therefore, in English, hi, my name is Rufina Juarez, and we have a waiver form. We are calling you to speak to so-and-so, whomever it was, and to ask if you indeed understood what you were filling out and if you need the waiver, and I would read what was on the application. That's what I did.
It's all nada más.
It's all nada más. That's all.
Gracias.
That's all and nothing more. Yes.
While we're on this, the election committee, Sean, was there an agreement that the form would be bilingual?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
No. We want to standardize everything in both Spanish and English.
Okay.
So we don't have the confusion that occurred, as we all know, who are dealing with this stuff.
Thank you.
That's
okay.
Thank you.
No, my
pleasure. It's only logical.
Okay, anything else on
this? No.
That's all.
Clarification?
Yes.
So far we have 16 people recommended for approval for waivers.
Well, no, 7 have already been approved.
So 7 plus 9 more, so it's going to be a total of 16.
Yeah.
Will there be any more?
No. Here. No. Deadline is
passed.
Deadline
is passed.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. That's fair. Thank you. Okay. So are there any objections now to approve these additional 9?
So moved.
Pardon?
Was there any
So they are approved.
Wait, question? What about the proposed rules we have here on the sheet? Aren't we going to, validate these rules, proposed rules?
Which one?
That's on the agenda. That's further down.
Okay.
The agenda.
This one here, policy and other reasons, membership requirements.
Point of information?
Yes.
Who will be giving these to, how would that be, the LES or the NES?
Well, you can, if you want to give them to me, I'll give them to our, to Michael. Okay, what are we going to do?
Well, that is a motion that is on the agenda, and it is time now because that is the job. I'll speak to them.
Okay, yes, I'm right. All right,
Steve.
Yes, okay. So Yosh is. Yes,
just following up on Yosh's question, I think they really should go to Terry, because Terry is one of the independent members. Michael's job is not to do that. It's simply once granted, then to put him in the.
Point of information.
They really go to Terry. It's not my opinion.
Point of information.
Get to the public later.
They need to go to Michael Sanford first.
I will go to Michael, and then I will talk to Michael, and we'll take him to Terry from there, okay? We're all in the same building. Okay, Chris, go ahead.
What's in front of you is the policy on waivers of membership requirements, and these are to give effect to bylaws governing waivers, and ideally to prevent the kind of confusion that we have experienced. And if you would, there are 3 proposed rules to give effect to Article 1, Section 4, waiver requirements, and Article 3, Section 11, proxies not permitted, provisions of the bylaws. An identical motion is on the agenda of the PNB Governance Committee, I think that you all have it in front of you. And
no,
can
point of this.
I thought that all we were doing on this agenda item was approving the waiver.
That's not what the agenda says. The agenda says.
Waiver committee
and motion on waivers. This is the motion on waivers.
Point of order.
Further point of order. I thought that Sean recorded that the election.
That's my point of
committee
order.
Committee is developing this.
Yeah, and you may have been. I don't know if you were here, Chris, because I know you had to leave for a few minutes. This came up on the election committee because of the hard work done in this group right here, and there is going to be an effort to standardize both the policy and the waivers across the network in both English and Spanish so that we don't have to deal with this every election.
So now I have a question. Does this mean that the PNB does not want input from the LSV and it's coming down from the top and not bottoms up?
No.
This is on the agenda of the Governance Committee, the National PNB Governance Committee, now. We just didn't get to it today.
It's not on the national.
It's on the PNB governance agenda.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
No. And
before you joined the meeting, I confirmed with George today that it was on.
Well, that's fine. Maybe we need our governance committee chair to talk to our election chair so we can get this worked out. But this is really something that we're going to try to standardize, and I don't think right now. Because we want it to work throughout the whole network. I don't think it behooves us to argue this point. We've got much more important things to do here today.
Yes,
Well, I believe it's the charge of the election committee to deal with this, so I think that this motion should simply, with the suggestion, should simply be offered to them along with anything else that they may consider.
That does not preclude our body from taking a position and making a recommendation. And so, this is...
I just think it's premature, Chris.
Huh?
It's premature right now. At this point, it's premature. Let's see if we can come up with a national policy that will solve our problems so we can work on more important, pressing local matters. I mean, we're talking about 19...
First of all, can I have a... Is there a second to this motion?
I agree, maybe for different reasons, with what Sean said. I think to deal with this, which is worth dealing with, is going to take a lot of time and input and feedback, and I don't think it's urgent at this time, since the season vis-a-vis the elections is over for this purpose. Well, but it should be worked on. So I would urge, I would make a motion that this be tabled and or referred to our that governance committee for processing when it's to come up again.
Second.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now you are making
a motion that would be tabled for our purposes tonight and referred to our governance committee for further whatever.
I would say governance / election.
Right.
Well, we don't have...
We do on the national level.
Yeah, but
dealing with this problem and dealt with it last night.
I understand, but this is a local
board.
I have no authority. We have no authority.
Steve,
over
how many times I raised my hand?
All right, go ahead.
No, how many times? You tell me.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I recognize you. Go ahead.
I think my understanding was to come here and listen to her report. That was part of the agenda. We are not here to be, you know, deal with that.
Okay, well, they do have it on the agenda about this motion. So, and
what was their report first?
I called the question on Israel's
amendment. I don't think it was really understood by all of us.
Okay, are there any objections to Israel's motion here?
The motion to table.
And to refer to the government. Hearing no objections, the motion has been tabled to the government.
Tabled and committed to the government.
You have three more meetings to fill in. We can put up in my okay. All right. Next, we're going to have the standing advisory committee reports.
Are you
going to
do the GM report?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm going to give you the. Bob Cotter sent me a message. A police report here.
Who's Bob Conger?
Bob Conger.
For those who don't know.
Okay, Bob Conger is our interim general manager now. As you know, Sean Hike Kemper resigned, and now Bob Conger is interim general manager. He has a brief report here that for me to read. I will do that. Since the departure of John Heidkemper, life has certainly gotten much more interesting for me at KPFA. I am working to get up to speed and I'm extremely appreciative of the support from everyone and most particularly the support of the incredible staff at KPFA. Then staff, I am looking forward to Alan Minsky returning from his European vacation. Alan will be a breath of fresh air as he takes on this position of interim program director. A lot of energy and ideas that will help boost listenership of KPFK. And then under another heading, fund drive, in addition to the 4 one-day drives in August, we are planning to launch the KPFK fall fund drive on September 15th. The fund drive in 2010 would fall in January, May, and September, which are traditionally better at fundraising months. And then the last item, budget. Currently, we have only $240,000 in the bank and $51,000 in outstanding payables, which does not include expenses for this month. For expenses and payroll, we will need $100,000 plus bill bucks of $50,000. We are low on funds and need to be very careful of our expenses.
Yeah. Can you, will you email that to us?
Well, I can I email to you?
Yeah,
I'll ask him to email it to you.
Yeah, just come up. Well, hold on, let's see. Oh, that's different.
Yes, there's
just a subtle question. Earlier, I think it was Grace, or someone mentioned Jennifer being appointed as an acting interim general manager. Not mentioned here.
Acting interim assistant general manager.
That's what it.
That's hot off the presses.
So that's what happened after this, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, is that rumor? I mean, it's not.
No, it's not a rumor.
It's okay.
He sent an email.
I just hadn't heard.
Okay.
Wondering why it isn't in there.
Okay, as he said in his report, he's, you know, coming up to speed here.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to move on to Standing Advisory Committee report. We do not have a personnel chair is absent, excused absence.
Wait a second, I think that Sean's giving the first.
Oh, you're going to give that?
I'm going to give. By the way, could you give Bob's last name again?
Okay, Bob Conger, and his last name is spelled C-O-N-G-E-R. He has been our engineer, our chief engineer.
For how many years?
Over 10 years.
No one seems to know him.
No one seems to know him. Bella, if you do not stop speaking out of turn until your public comment, I am going to have you removed from the room, and I mean it. So Sean, you're going to get the first.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to apologize for Ali Lexus, who's the head of the committee, but due to the mini fund drive that they're pulling off tonight, he could not be here, and he asked me as a member of the committee to give the report. Number one, the personnel committee agreed to post the job listings for the general manager and the program director on All Pacifica websites as soon as possible. Furthermore, to give emphasis on the GM search at this time, by advertising broadly to the GM position on as many outlets, electronic, print, and otherwise, as possible. All resumes and applications will first go to the Pacifica HR director. The Personnel Management Evaluation Committee will start a GM search working group consisting of the members of the Personnel Management Evaluation Committee and four members of the LSC. The committee is now through listening four volunteers from the LSC, three listener reps, and one staff rep. We want you to keep in mind, and we really mean this, folks, that serving on this working group is a serious commitment and will require at least 7 to 10 hours a week of your time. If there are more volunteers than positions, then the positions will be decided by STB voting, and we hope that we can get volunteers to come, and we won't have to go through that. If we do, we would ask that we do this next month, as right now we don't have any resumes to look at, and that will give time for some of our absent members who may want to participate to come up to speed and join this.
Sean, would you like to go through the whole thing before we raise anything, or point by point?
I'm sorry. Yeah, let me go through it. Three, the previous GM's exit evaluation will be done by the Pacifica Human Resources Director. And four, the Personnel Management Evaluation Committee has prepared a brief presentation on some of the internships, training, and volunteer opportunities at the station, including the contact info of our new volunteer coordinator,
Ms. Woods, I believe, and an example of our volunteer registration form. An outline of these programs in place, the amount of trainees and volunteers, and the outreach that is done to find them. And that is, by the way, folks, before I finish this, this is this group of papers right here that's multicolored, and you can tell if you look at it. Dan Fritz in the newsroom is working with two interns right now. Mark Maxwell has two volunteers, interns. I'm proud to say Access Unlimited has one, and there are four working with the Morning Review, six with the 4 o'clock report. There's been a lot of discussion on volunteers and everything. We want you to know that there is a process in place, and at the end of this thing, you'll see a little piece on Ms. Woods, our volunteer and outreach coordinator, and then, of course, the last page is the KPFK volunteer registration form, okay? And this has all been done in an effort to help those that would like to learn broadcasting skills, help out in the day-to-day operations of our stations, or provide other forms of support for the station. And that is the Personnel Committee report. Thank you.
First of all, I'd really like to thank you for this. This is really terrific.
Thank Ali.
I have a real problem about, I think that the LSB has to pass a search committee. And in the past, it's been by STB election, not by whoever now happens to have volunteered to the Personnel Committee plus four other volunteers. So I would like to move that the LSB accept nominations from members of the LSB and an election be held for, how many members are you suggesting here?
Three LSB members and one staff member, four, plus the Personnel Committee.
Well, what I'm saying is the Personnel Committee is, how many total members do you want on the search committee?
What's the Personnel Committee right now?
Six.
Okay, no,
so
it's seven. It's seven. I mean, you're on it. I'm not going to argue with
you. So are you? Can you clarify so I can make my motion? So you're saying you want a 10-person committee?
10 or 11. We got a little problem with it. 6 or 7.
Okay. I move that a 7-person committee be formed by the LSB, be elected by the LSB by STB. That has always been.
Okay, sure.
And it should continue to be the
practice. Sure, could you put that in writing?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you're through, pass it to the secretary, and Mr. Secretary, would you do that, please?
Okay.
I'll say 11 so that it's not an even number.
And this is for the next meeting in, what are we in right now, August?
Yeah,
September.
September meeting.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, this is a substitute motion because I came from the
We didn't make a motion per se.
Yeah, that's the recommendation.
Do you want to call it a motion? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Sharon's is a substitute motion. Yeah, lovely.
A little out of order here, I suppose, since we have a motion on the floor. But looking at point one, the Personnel Committee agreed to post the job listing for General Manager and Program Director on office official websites as soon as possible, and advertising broadly for the GM position on as many outlets, electronic, print, and otherwise as possible. And without necessarily expressing an objection, that task has usually fallen to the search committee. They have usually looked at the sites fairly carefully because of budget limitations. And as far as I know, we don't have any money in the budget for a search at this point. So I was wondering where the expenses were being covered.
But this isn't pertaining to this particular motion we're talking about right now.
Not your minute.
All right. Then can we come back to that after we discuss the motion?
Come back to that.
I need one more clarification from John or
who?
Whoever was at this meeting.
I was there.
or whoever knows the list of the members of the personnel committee, how many members of the personnel committee are staff? I'm trying to figure out a formula here.
One, to the best of my knowledge. No, two.
Am I on the committee? That's three.
Sorry?
Who are the members?
Well, the staff people would be Sean,
no,
Jonathan Alexander,
Ali, and me.
It's heavily, already heavily weighted towards staff. We have enough staff people.
No, okay. I'm just trying. Okay, so my motion is specifically then that an 11-person search committee be elected by STV at the September LSC meeting. Seven of these seats will be for list of representatives and four for staff. So I personally think that's too high.
Seven.
Sorry?
Staff,
well, are you suggesting that replace the personnel committee?
No, the personnel committee continues to function as the personnel committee, but it is not the search committee.
What if the personnel committee decides that it is the search committee?
It's up to the LSD to vote to form a search committee. It's not up to the personnel committee to form a search committee. The LSD has every single search, has empowered a search committee. In one instance, with an interim GM, the personnel committee was named the search committee. That is the only instance. Our parliamentarian and historian over there shaking, nodding yes.
Well, it's called production. Okay, is it written out yet, Sean?
Yeah. Unless someone wants to edit, reduce the total number and reduce the number of staff. Amend it.
Do we have a second?
No, we don't.
Yeah, do we have, can we have
I'll
a second?
I'll second that. Okay, so the motion is that an 11-person search committee be elected by STV at the September LNC meeting. Seven of these members will be listener reps and four staff, two paid, two unpaid.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah,
Turner, wouldn't it make sense, kind of following general principles, to have it be that the ratio be 3-1, just as it is with listeners and staff?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I'm asking for the minute.
4-1. I'm just trying to understand.
4-1. No, on the LSD, it's three listener members to one staff. It's 25% of the board.
18-6. I would move to amend this to 7 listener reps and 3 staff reps. This will get us closer to that figure, although not exactly. Mm-hmm. I'd rather pull the number of members down than inflate it.
I think it's 6 and 3.
Yeah,
all right,
6 and 3. Okay, and how many staff?
Two
unpaid, one paid.
Okay, is it all written out now?
Mm-hmm.
Let the secretary read it clearly.
Do we need to vote on the
amendment?
Okay.
Are there any objections to Leslie's amendment?
What is that?
Six listeners and two unpaid staff and one paid staff.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's heavily weighted towards staff.
It's better. It's better than it was.
I just have a fun information kind of a question. Who's on the personnel committee right now? Because this would be a change. And it's hard for me to even get my mind around this problem because I don't know the identities of the people on the personnel committee. So I know that Sean and Jonathan and Ali and Sherna are staff members on the personnel committee. What non-staff members are on the personnel committee?
Chris, Jan Goodman, and Margaret.
She resigned.
Yeah. But she's always
Well, I'd like to clarify something, and that is that the formation of all the committees has been volunteer. It's not been an STV election. So so that the present personnel committee consists of people volunteered to cover the committee, just as all the other committees. The search committee should not be simply whoever volunteers, but rather should be constituted and approved by the LSP, as has happened for every single search that we've had. Except that when I
want to call a question.
Yeah, I'd like to call a question.
Okay. All right, Doug, will you please read?
I can't.
He can't.
Not yet.
Okay.
I can't make that decision yet.
Okay. Motion that that a 9-person search committee be elected by STV at the September LSB meeting. 6 listener reps, 3 staff, 1 of whom is, 2 of whom are unpaid, 1 of whom is paid.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'd like to add an amendment.
Okay.
That the secretary send an email to the LSC list by tomorrow requesting that LSC members who desire to be on this committee nominate themselves before the next LSC meeting, and also that they understand that for a short period of time, maybe as long as a month, they will be required to do an estimated 7 to 10 hours of work each week if they desire to participate in the search committee. That was our estimate in the personnel committee.
Let the chair send that out, right? Not the secretary.
Yes,
chair.
Yeah.
Okay, will you?
Put that in writing and mail to me or something like that.
Sure.
Yes.
May I just suggest to both to Leslie, Sherna, and Grace that we use the term working group or search group rather than committee, not to confuse it with a committee of the LSP?
The committee of the LSP.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Go ahead.
A working group has no decision-making ability, and this body will be making decisions about where to place advertisements, when and where to hold interviews. It will be voting on recommendations to this body. I believe it stands as an ad hoc committee, meaning a temporary committee, rather than one of our standing committees.
Any objection to Grace's amendment? Okay, there are no objections. I'll be more on the actual motion.
Everyone's looking at me.
The amendment is that the chair of the LSC will send an email to all LSC members to let them know that an ad hoc general manager search committee will be formed and that they can nominate themselves for this committee. And it will consist of 6, if this motion passed, 6 listener LSC members and 3 staff LSC members, 1 paid, 2 unpaid, and that if they wish to serve on this committee, they should nominate themselves, and they will be elected. The committee will be elected by STV vote at the September LSB meeting, and it should be understood that 7 to 10 hours of work will need to be put in per week for a period of probably 3 to 4 weeks.
And can you email that to me?
Sure. I have a suggestion. If the motion passes, that the motion be sent to all LSD members requesting that they submit their names and nominations in time for the LSD election. We don't have to repeat the whole vote over 7 minutes ago. And that $7 to $10 will be expected for you.
Who is that submitted to?
All LSD members.
No, but if an LSD member wants to volunteer, to who?
Chair.
I'll
write it down.
Yes,
yeah.
Put
them to you now. I don't have any internet.
Yeah, that's okay. No, I can't receive it into it, but I can, just so I have it in the morning. But it really is convenient.
Yeah.
Her, yes, I did ask. Are there any objections to Shannon's amendments?
No,
that was
already approached.
Yes.
And Sharon, you're on the substitute motion? Did you introduce the substitute motion? Because there is the main motion is the motion from the personnel committee.
No.
Yeah. The secretary did mention the source of that motion.
Yeah, but the
committee
first said it wasn't the motion, and then they said it wasn't.
Was this?
Oh, no, that was my mistake because of the way that Ali phrased it. Yeah, so it wasn't motion from the committee, and then Sharon was the first.
Was it passed with a vote? That was it recorded vote at that meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to vote this.
Can we ask for a 5 minute extension on this?
Just take a vote on the amendment.
Take a vote on this. If it passes, it overrides the original motion.
Okay.
Motion that a 9-person ad hoc search committee be elected by SCD in the September LSD meeting, that there be a total of 9 members, 6 listener reps, 3 staff, 2 unpaid, 1 paid. With a friendly amendment from Grace, the chair of the LSD will send an email to LSD members that will consist of that. The committee will, it's a chance for committee members to, LSD members to submit their nominations. It will consist of 6 listener reps and 3 staff members, and it should be understood that 7 to 10 hours work will be expected each week from the nominees that are successful.
Of course, 10 weeks, you know, and that's easy to go.
Members should only address their comments to the chair, and they should not speak to each other.
I mean, I have heard it, but the word at the September meeting, was that it? I thought it was in there originally. I didn't hear it now.
Motion that a 9-person ad hoc search committee be elected by FTV at the September LSD meeting. There shall be a total of 9 members, 6 listener reps, 3 staff, (2 paid, 1 unpaid), close parenthesis. friendly amendments, the chair of the LSD will send an email to LSD members that will consist, that will describe the motion, six members, etc. It should be understood that 7 to 10 hours work will be expected each week from the nominees that are successful.
Over a 4 to 10 week period?
No, for 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, sorry.
Because, it's only the time when you have to look over the applications and interview the applicants that takes that much time.
Okay,
isn't that right, 3 to 4 weeks?
I'd say longer.
Longer? Okay, how many weeks?
I would say 8 weeks. Would be 8 weeks.
Keep it open for a while to get. We have to keep it open for a long time to get applications in. But is the 7 to 10 hours a week, does that go for the whole entire 8 weeks?
Yeah,
okay, so what's the time frame?
If I could add, Grace, you originally said 4 to 10, but 2.5 months.
I
would like to move to amend.
Hold on, I've called on a member here.
I'm sorry.
Steve, as a member of the, as a former member of the, of the peons, who doesn't get to speak except during listener comments, this LSD member would like to hear a listener comment before we vote.
I'm going to be informed by that. I'm take the vote. I've been advised by...
It'd be very helpful. Yeah. It would just use tension.
Yes, I will.
Mr. Chair, we're out of time. What we're doing now is simply getting a restatement of the motion so it can be voted upon.
Yes.
We can't entertain anything else at this time.
Okay. Is this pressing, or what is this?
Well, I'm just going to say, if we could add the words up to 10 weeks, from 3 to possibly 10 weeks, that would solve Lamont's problem, but Lamont just told me we're out of time. So, I'm afraid we can't do that.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
I'd like to move to amend that it says from 3 to possibly 10 weeks.
The motion that a 9-person ad hoc search committee be elected by SCB at the September LSD meeting. There shall be a total of 9 members, 6 listener reps, 3 staff, parentheses, 2 paid, 1 unpaid.
How about the other way around? 1 paid and 2 unpaid.
It's scribble, not my scribble in this instance. 2 paid, 1 unpaid.
One paid, two unpaid.
Okay, you're right.
2 unpaid, 1 paid.
2 unpaid, 1 paid, which is what it says. The chair of the LSD will send an email to LSD members. It will consist of the description of the 6 members, etc. It should be understood that the 7 to 10 hours of work will be expected each week from nominees that are successful for 3 to 10, possibly 10 week period.
And the notice from the chair should point out that they can self-nominate.
Can be self-nominated and elected by.
do you remember mind that we do bullet points here? Should I read bullet points?
You know, I think we understand. We can work out the...
Okay, I'm going to go to public since this is the main motion.
No, it's a substantive motion. It's still a substantive motion. The main motion is Sean's motion. We haven't gotten of it.
No.
We're going on.
I'd like to go to public comment before we vote on either one.
Yeah.
I know. I think this would be a great time.
Well, we're going to order the dinner.
I know. I'm trying to support you here.
Yes, okay.
No force to it.
Okay, I'm going to go to public comment on this.
Well, okay. That's fine, but I just want to point out that, you know, one of the reasons we put public comment after all the committee reports, which are considerable here, we would like to hear from the public on all these matters, not just this particular one.
I realize that.
Yep,
but this
vote.
Is...
okay.
Before
every vote.
This is not a substantive motion.
Can I just address that very briefly? For a number of years, back to when John White was the chair, we decided to allow a short amount of public comment before voting on a major motion, so that the board can be informed by listeners. That amount of time would be deducted from the 30 minutes of mandatory public comment per meeting. So that's a tradition we've had. It was a motion passed a long time ago before you
and it needs to be
changed.
No, that's the will of the body. I'm happy to abide by it. I just want to make sure that the public gets to comment on all
But this is not a substantive motion. It's a procedural motion.
Point of information. It was not a decision by Don White. It was a vote by the LSB.
Yes. Correct.
To always have public comments.
No, it
was
a
vote.
He said it was from his time.
Right, I'm going to... There's 5 minutes of public comment on this now. Any comments from the public at all? Yes, Bella?
I am willing to let other people go as long as I get to see. Can anybody go, please? Okay. I attended the recent finance committee, which I have not been in 2 years. And I want to... Are we only addressing this in motion? Because Sean has said something else, and I wish that we would be allowed to speak on different issues. And whenever we want, we are so limited.
Okay.
So I am for this. This must be done. We got to get a general manager. And this BS about Alan Minsky taking a vacation, this guy takes more vacations than I
do. This is our word, though. We're discussing...
Okay. Another issue. Alan Minsky wants to rename
out of order again. We're discussing this motion.
Okay, then the motion is a good motion. It must be passed.
Thank you, Bella.
Yes.
I would also like to see especially some of the actual listeners rather than listener representative be on the committee since it ends up that the choice of the manager has a lot of different kinds of inputs, or should have, and that the choice of the manager sets the direction for the station in a major way for a long period of time. Therefore, you need to have listeners on the same committee that are vetting the search people as well. And yes, it does complicate things, but the listeners are part of the support outfit that takes care of the manager and everybody else on the station. It seems to me that if stakeholders in the end result of the manager that they would deserve to be on the committee that vets and takes mostly the processes of taking people away from the two candidates who do in fact choose to submit a full resume and take the job because in general it's underpaid and time consuming. If you're a family person, basically no one wants to be the general manager.
Okay. Yes.
I remind the listener sponsors, everyone here, that the committee meetings, listener sponsors can attend and participate and express themselves. So you're not shut out of the search committee. They have meetings with them, they attend them, they participate even if you're not on committee. Right.
A point of information on that.
Okay.
So there's not misinformation. It's confidential material, so these are not open. When you're not looking at confidential material to be open, but basically when you start looking at people's resumes, you're looking at confidential material and these aren't open.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm taking public comment here. I think the man in the back in the sunglasses was next.
Okay, thank you. I'm in favor of this. What's
your name?
Luis Garcia. I'm in favor of this.
Candidate.
You're a candidate, right?
Yeah. And my question and interpretation is, board members can self-nominate to this committee. Is this the same for this response?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Okay, we'll have to take a vote on it then. All in favor of extending this, raise your hand.
For listener comments.
No. I got eight yays and four no's.
That's two thirds.
No, it has to be more than two thirds or more.
Eight parts out of the 12 is two thirds.
What's the chair doing?
Four? To extend or
against,
to extend?
Not to extend. Right.
Okay, then it fails.
But wait a minute. After the debate, I object to making the voting after it's clear the way something went. That does not seem quite appropriate.
No, he can break the tie.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing on his two-thirds vote.
That's the only time
he can break.
More to create a tie.
No. Is it a tie vote?
I don't think so.
No. On a two-thirds vote.
I voted. I broke the tie.
On a two-thirds vote.
It wasn't a tie.
I don't think so. Let's check it again. Let's do a recount.
All right. Everyone in favor of extending time, raise your hand, please.
The number eight?
Eight again.
Okay.
All opposed?
At this time, just vote.
Okay, now I understand. We don't vote until there is a tie.
That's right.
And there's no.
We can vote whenever we want.
We can vote now.
The chair can vote to make or break a tie.
Okay, so there's five now.
Thank you.
Okay, eight in favor and five.
There's never a tie.
Now, Bella.
What's going to
vote? Okay. We're going to go to a vote on this. It's a motion now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The substitute motion.
We'll take a voice vote on this, okay?
Roll call vote?
Roll call vote.
Yeah.
Okay, great down.
Pass.
Pass. Khalid.
Yes.
This Congress.
No, in favor of the personnel committee motion.
I'm voting no on this, okay. Israel Fuhrer.
I'll pass the normal.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Where's your argument?
Yes, with a reservation in favor of what Terry Brady said, in order of to make it more.
You're not supposed to come
with that.
Yes, I
don't
know. Yes, I
know.
I can't
do it.
Yes, I know.
I can do it
either. Yes or no, Tracy?
For the record,
is that a yes?
Yes,
okay.
With reservation.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Reza Ford.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
I'll pass.
Lamar Casey.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go back and check the pad.
I know.
No, wait, you didn't call Raimundo.
Members, yeah. Don't forget us for 1 minute.
Raimundo Reynoso?
Yes.
John Wender?
I'm going to pass it right now.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Could you give us the count so far?
No.
Question?
The answer is no.
Count on your own fingers,
Chad. I'm off the wrong line.
Order!
No, that's the same as the personnel committee.
No. Israel, Israel?
I pass. I think I'll vote no. Again, I agree with what you said. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
You're no, correct?
No.
All right.
Right.
John, you pass.
I passed the first time.
Yes, and now what's your vote?
I'm now voting no.
I also pass.
Okay, well, you pass also. And
I'm voting yes.
God, the count.
Well, here's my own.
We should do a roll call on this one.
Huh?
We should do a roll call on this.
This is a roll call vote.
Right. I need a colony. Cop in here.
It is.
Can you repeat yourself, please? Could you repeat that?
Please, 8 yes and 4 no.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
The count was incorrect in question, and that kind of delayed.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I would make a recommendation. What you submitted to us is an incorrect count on the vote. So, one way to clarify, once and for all, the last vote, have it once again, redo it again. And I would urge everybody to either vote yes, no, and to stop. We can move on to it. Because your numbers are done. No call here with the numbers.
All right.
That's right.
You
know.
I have a question. I don't understand what's going on here.
Guess what?
No.
Let's get
the names of the
people. They don't want
okay.
The people on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. There are 13 people. There are 12.
Just raising the hand. All right, I've been advised by Terry that if the division of the House, and this can be revoted on by a hand vote. So,
and you can confirm it's the individual coming for a hand vote.
Okay, so all in favor? All opposed?
Four.
What?
Five.
So confirm your individual.
Okay. Well, I had on the roll call vote, I had
and
eight yes. And four no's. On this, I have on the handbook. What?
John Langer, Israel, Chris,
who voted no?
Lamont.
And Lamont.
No. That's the five. No.
That's what I have on
yeah,
the
count. Yeah, so that was right. So Lamont was a no.
Did you take abstentions? Case the word?
No. There were none.
There were none.
Everybody voted.
You're the one that won.
I'm not
okay, so we have seven yeses and five noes. The motion carries.
Move the agenda.
Is it a simple majority or two-thirds?
Simple majority.
We have just turned the ED search, GM search, into a battleground. Well done.
Were you called on to speak?
No.
Okay, all right, well, moving on to the government's committee report now. Right.
I'm passing out the government's committee written report.
We brought up the email.
Okay, thank you.
Where are we? Mr. Chair, can we consult the timekeeper because we moved some things around? I'm not sure where we are time-wise.
Well, in terms of time, we're 20 minutes beyond where it should have been on the personnel report.
Right, exactly.
So we've got governance. If someone would like to, if the chair of the governance committee would like to limit the time and not give us 30 minutes to.
This could be done in a lot less than 30 minutes.
Okay,
15 minutes will be enough.
Okay, will be enough.
Provided that people don't amend these motions.
Yes, right. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if they amend these motions, it could go on all night.
Okay.
You all have it in front of you. There are four, there are five matters reported out, four motions, four action items. The first one is this 9/11 issue, which is very intractable in the station. We've passed several motions on this. Nothing happens. And I have here a motion from Grace Aaron that a motion was passed by the KPFK LSD on February 8, 2008 in support of programming on KPFK around the topic of 9/11. Listener response to premiums offered on this topic show clear interest in the topic by a portion of our listenership. As no regular programming of this nature has been put on the air, the LSD would like to reiterate that it requires that regular programming addressing this issue be planned and aired. The IPD, that is our new IPD, Alan Minsky, is requested to prepare a written report to the LSD on its plans and timeline for implementing the February 8, 2008 resolution on 9/11 programming and to present that report to the full LSD at its September meeting. That is our motion, our first motion. Any objections?
Any objections to...
For one thing, it's confusing since this motion was motion by...
Speak up, please.
Since this motion was introduced by the IED, it's the IED who is requiring the... This is a micromanaging motion. The LSD should not be requiring anything. All we could do is recommend to management. So I first want to clarify, is this a motion that... because of the conflation of Grace Aaron's role as governance and management as the IED, I suppose she can require, but I do not believe that the LSD can require the IPD or the PD or the GM.
She's not requiring anything. We have to make a
point. It's a required.
Leslie had her hand up first. I'll take Leslie and then I'll get to you. Leslie, go ahead.
I would move to amend the word requires to request for the reasons that Sherna stated, and because I don't have the original motion at hand, but I can assure you that we have never required programming in those terms, ever. And I would move that we simply... Yes, I have it right here.
Well, you said you didn't know.
No. This refers to the LSD would like to reiterate that it requires, meaning at some previous time it requires this.
Second to your motion.
I can assure you that this body has not required specific programming of KPFK at any point. That would never have passed, and I would move to amend that simple word request, and I will be happy if that amendment passes to vote for this motion.
I accept that as friendly amendment.
There is no such thing, but you can do whatever you want.
He's sending you a message, okay? Okay, any objections to Leslie's amendments? Did you have something to...
I want to speak, but I'm going, since Grace's motion, I want to defer to her and then follow her, if that would be all right, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Whether Sherna likes it or not, or anyone else likes it or not, the Pacifica Council and the Pacifica National Board agree that I can have a role on governance and also as the interim executive director. My effort within the governance committee to just simply simplify a very long, convoluted, and complex motion. I actually agree with Sherna 100% that the LSD should not be micromanaging or imposing particular programming on the station. But as I remember it, the LSD, and I voted against it, I believe, voted in favor of imposing, requiring 9/11 programming. But I could be wrong. We should go back to the original motion if you have it, Chris.
It's not with me.
Okay.
I think it is.
I think it requires, which is why this language is as it's stated. But I only simplified the language. It's really not my viewpoint, and I believe that I voted against the particular motion.
but it was the will of the body, so I crafted a motion to express the will of the body as early as today.
Okay, I had John.
But I asked to be after. I gave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was before Grace, but because Grace was directly referred, I let her.
Okay.
First of all, I was there. Grace did nothing but craft a convoluted motion into a simple motion. Second of all, she is a member of this body. She can do things as a member of this body without it becoming conflated with her activities as the IED. And I want you to know that to put Grace in any way, involve Grace in anything here that is trying to micromanage is completely beyond the pale.
I just have a question as to what's meant. Regular programming. Would 1 hour a year be regular programming? If it was just scheduled, for example, 1 hour in December, would that be regular programming? Is the intention that there be like monthly programming or weekly programming with some minimum quantity? I believe that 9/11 has not been given a fair airing, and I'd like to hear responsible programming on 9/11. And so I support the concept, but I think that regular programming could be met by one. Alan Minsky could, for example, schedule 1 hour per year, and that would meet the motion.
May I respond to that?
I
have my hand up. Actually, you need to go
ahead. I will respond to his question, and then I will go to you. Okay.
Because he's the author of the spirit.
It's my turn, Chris.
I have something to say about this motion, and you already recognize me as after him, before he put a word forward that he'd like to speak.
Okay.
And I just want to make a point of information for everybody that it was Ian Johnson who put forward the motion for 9/11 that we're discussing, that was passed at the February 8, 2008 meeting. Chris was not present at that meeting. Ian and I motivated it and put it forward and got it passed. I am completely behind it, and is there any objections, please, by anyone on the board here to this motion?
You bet.
I believe we're discussing the amendment.
Chris is going to respond to John.
Because if it was their motion initially, then I'm just asking what regular means.
Point of order. You need to define that.
Point of order. I move an amendment, and it was seconded to change the word requires to request.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend, whatever.
Any objections?
That is what we're supposed to be discussing at this time.
Didn't I already ask one?
It says requested right here. Look, I'm missing something.
It says required, John. It says required. That was my
point. Yeah, I think he is requested to repair. I got you.
Okay.
All right. Any objections to...
You've got 5 minutes left to go to the tour.
I seconded her motion.
Okay.
All right.
Is there any objection to it?
The motion that was brought to the LSB by the good offices of Tracy and Ian calls for balance in programming. Balance. And right now, and for the last 7 years, all public affairs programming, with the slight objection of what Christine Blasdale can get in and what Margaret Prescott did years ago, has been entirely weighted in favor of advancing the official story of 9/11. And so the balance is all the way over in the other direction, and it has always been all the way over in the other direction. And so what would it take to create balance? It would maybe take 50% of the national affairs programming to change, or re-education of the motion calls for balance. That's what the motion calls for. And it is seeking to change the policy of this station on this matter.
and it is seeking to change the policy of the station on this matter against very, very resistant and entrenched resistance. And if we get wishy-washy about this and wuss around about it, they're going to continue to maintain this situation where we're just nothing but an outlet for national security propaganda. And if we don't put our foot down, then it's going to be a question of who creates policy at this station. Does this board create policy, or do entrenched programmers create policy?
My personal point of privilege is that Christine Lawsdale was not the person who started doing 9/11 programming. It was Ian Johnston and I, with another World Views Possible, and most people in this room have never even heard of it, probably,
right,
because we've been censored for the last 6 years.
That's right.
Point of order. The question had to do with what is regular rotation or whatever the words are, not on whether there's balance. Chris is my friend, but what he was answering was not the question.
It was.
No, you were talking about balance. He asked, what does regular mean?
No, I was going back to what this motion seeks to require or request the implementation of a motion passed a year and a half ago. I was referring to the language in the motion of a year and a half ago, Sean, and that motion recalls for balance in programming.
Mr. Chair, we have 3 minutes left on this agenda item.
Define regular would be what we need to do.
Well, I feel like you
would be.
Yeah,
that's defined in the motion of a year and a half.
But it's replaced by this motion.
No, it's not. This is not a replacement motion. This motion. This is just saying we want that motion of a year and a half ago put into effect.
See, it would strengthen if we add a definition for the word regular.
Be my guest.
Okay, I get. Okay.
I'd like to vote a motion.
Wait a minute. I have on Sean, on your point of order. I've been advised by Terry. It's not well taken.
Thank you.
Very good.
And then
there's a point of order?
I want to move to table this and request that the governance committee comes back with definition of regular and the original motion. It's very difficult to have this discussion without knowing the wording of the original motion.
Well, that's been put before this committee.
I moved I'm moving to table or referring back for clarification to come back with the original motion and definition of regular responsible program.
Thank you. Is there a second to Sherman's motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a second.
I already have a second.
Thank you. I want to say the issue isn't requires or requests or balance.
I have a motion.
Point of order.
I didn't recognize for 15 minutes.
But the problem is we now have a motion to table on it. You don't debate a motion to table.
Got 30 seconds. This agenda item is up.
So why don't we vote on the motion?
Yes, call the question.
Okay.
To refer to committee.
Back for them to define this and bring in the original motion.
It's been done over and over and over already.
I'm going to take a hand vote on this, okay? All in favor of Sherman's motion
to refer back to the governance committee.
Is everybody clear on what we're voting on?
The clarification on the term regular. That's all we should be voting on, because the regular motion, the first motion is not before us, it's the fifth motion.
that needs to be defined. Not the old motion.
Right.
This motion.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. And the motion is for clarification on the term regular. You can't get clarification on this whole motion. You need to get clarification on what part of it. And the term that we're having confusion on is regular, as John raised.
Time is now up.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
Any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
I object.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a show of hands here. All in favor of extending, raise your hand, please.
What happens if we don't extend?
In favor, I'm sorry, in favor, how many in favor of extending? And opposed again, please. Okay, the
abstention, please.
Oh, it's an abstention.
We're extending not just this.
Yeah, you have to extend everything.
I think that needs to be.
Yeah, an open.
Okay.
That was on this motion. You can make another motion.
Okay,
what's the outcome?
We're extending on this
particular motion.
We're only voting.
I move to extend time by 10 minutes on the balance of the governance committee motion. Because there are four more motions.
Any objections to the 10-minute extension on this motion?
For the other motion. Point of order. Point of order. This is for the remaining items on this agenda and not for this item. That is correct.
On the governance committee.
Okay. Then what would be the point of information? What was the disposition of that?
We need to go directly to a vote on item number one.
Right. Vote on referral.
We need to have a vote on that.
In favor,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Would you have the secretary declare what this motion we're voting on is clearly for all of us? I wasn't allowed to speak before.
Motion.
If the chair says what the motion is, that's what the motion is, and it's just a motion to commit.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to have a hand vote on this.
Pardon?
This is a motion to refer.
To the governance committee.
Governance committee.
For clarifying the wording regular. This motion.
That's right. Just this one.
Just this one. All in favor.
Refer?
To refer.
To refer. One, two.
Wait a minute.
All opposed? Vote? Abstention? Motion to refer is carried.
What's the number?
10 yay and 2 no. Abstention.
3.
10-02.
10-03.
Continuing with the governance committee report, item number 2.
Motion to vote.
Han has expired on the governance committee. The next motion was to whether we want to extend more time to the governance committee. But they have exhausted time.
I thought we just did that.
No, this was the view.
Referring to governance for clarification. So now we need to.
Someone makes a motion.
I have moved to extend 10 minutes.
So we can get through the rest of the governance.
Yes.
Can we vote on that?
Yes.
Now?
All right. In favor of extending the government report for 10 minutes? Opposed? Abstain?
Oh, I'm going to change my vote. I just.
Wait a minute now. No, I'm not doing any change in the vote.
Doesn't matter.
Well, you can. If it hasn't been told, I can change the vote.
What? Member can change their vote.
Before the total.
No effect.
Zero
net effect.
I want you to change your vote.
No,
you have voted yes, correct?
Correct. Changes were
not. So I have 9 yes, 2 no's, and 2 abstentions.
Okay. All right, now if we could get through this quickly, I'll do it as fast as can. Item number 2 refers to LSB members being required to serve on at least one committee. The reason for that is that many LSB members don't serve on any committees, and this is to require, I'll read the motion. Effective January 1, 2010, which is pertains to the next LSB body, not this one. All LSB members must serve on at least one LSB committee and maintain their membership in good standing as part of their responsibilities of LSB membership.
Okay. First of all, this is a moment, right?
Yes,
can I have a second?
Second.
It's from the committee.
Point of information. Wait a minute.
Point of information. Yeah. Of the person reading it. What is meant by maintain their membership in good standing? It isn't clear what that means.
Well, they have to show up to the committees and do the work.
Yeah.
No, maintain membership means you must be paid up or have 3 hours volunteer.
No. Not
terms of the committee.
Not the membership of the committee.
That's right.
This pertains only to the LSB committee assignment.
But it isn't clear. That's
add that wording then. Maintain the membership in the committee.
No, the LSB.
Maintain the membership.
What membership is the question?
Well,
specific membership or their...
Why don't we just strike that? Why don't we just... Effective one January 2010, all LSB members must serve on at least one LSB committee as part of the responsibilities of LSB membership. And we just strike and maintain their membership in good standing.
But the committee didn't put forward that, so yeah. We have to vote on it.
All right. Okay.
Okay. In order of fairness... Ian had his hand up first.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that I don't believe that's the exact wording that came out of the committee. I think the "and maintain their membership in good standing" was added afterwards. I certainly don't recall hearing it at the time. So that was my point, is that it seems like you're saying you have to be a member of one committee, which, if you are a member of a committee, makes you a member in good standing. It's been there for 3 hours, I think. Under the bylaws, right? So, anyway, so under the bylaws, being a member of the committee makes you a member of the station. Ergo, that will put you in good standing. Otherwise, it makes it sound like you have to pay your $25 in 3 hours or whatever in addition.
May I respond to this?
No.
In fact, what happened that evening was that my computer battery went down and I lost some of my notes. So it's entirely possible that the wording that I was trying to reconstruct was not exactly the wording that came out of committee. So I'm perfectly happy to be... for that to be correct.
Consensus?
I'm going to Leslie.
Thank you. I have no objection to the spirit of this. I think it's a great idea. However, the bylaws have specific requirements for membership as an LSB member, and they do not include membership on a committee, I'm sorry to say. We cannot add requirements to being an LSB member to what's already in the bylaws. My second concern here is there's absolutely no enforcement of this. There's nothing we can do if somebody doesn't sign up for a committee.
That's not a choice.
I understand the spirit of the motion, but we have plenty of business to do besides having good spirited motions in front of us. I would very much like to say that this was possible. But frankly, ladies and gentlemen of this body, we cannot add requirements to what it takes to be an LSB delegate.
Understanding that Chris has struck and maintained their membership,
and responding to what Leslie said, but also there are not just LSD committees, there are P&D committees. So I would like us to read, is expected to serve on at least one LSD or P&D committee as part of the responsibilities of LSD members.
I'll second that.
Okay.
And is expected is fine.
Okay. But also that it's either LSD or P&B committee.
Okay, then we're going to have objections and who's objects to this and who's...
Wait. I can accept that as a friendly amendment, I believe, without...
Yeah, I don't want to speak to the amendment. I want to speak to the motion.
We have 1 minute left.
I can do this really quickly.
What the bylaws lay out for the delegates and the members is the minimum. And if the bylaws don't speak to an issue, this body has every right to say to its members, here's what we expect of you. And we expect you to participate on one committee. Whenever the bylaws are silent on something, that gives us the right to do things as a body.
No problem.
Steve,
Khalid,
our life owner, John, had us handle it.
Khalid hasn't spoken yet.
Got 30 seconds left.
Very quickly. I think this amendment, this motion, has a lot of support because it goes to people carrying their fair share of the work. And the notion, but the problem is that it would require a bylaw change. So my question is.
No, not enforceable.
With regard to enforceability, the enforceability would require a bylaw change. Just telling people that they're good service, being a good citizen on the LSD, you've got to do this. And this is what it means. You've got to extend to, say, at least 2/3 of the meeting. But for enforceability, that would take a bylaw change. And my question is, we have a couple of P&B members here, just for the sense of the body here, would you support bylaws work in this regard? Because it might be a problem around the network. I don't know. Just a quick thought.
This is not meant to be a club. It's meant to be.
The time is up now.
We move to extend 5 minutes.
All right. Any objections to a 5 minute extension on this?
If necessary.
On this or on the rest of the governance?
Let's take a vote.
On this.
There's
no time left for the governance committee.
There's
15 minutes. We extended it 10 minutes. 5 more minutes will be 30 minutes, which is originally appropriated. This body can decide to give up the additional 5 minutes or not.
So we'll extend 5 minutes to allow at least one of our members to speak if necessary in any response.
Any objections to the 5 minute extension?
If necessary.
In favor of the extension?
Well,
we're extending time on this, right? 5 minutes.
Five.
Five.
No,
five.
No,
one.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jeff's on the side,
I think. No, it lost. It failed, John.
Yeah.
It was five in favor, opposed to extending it, and one person voted in favor of extending it.
I didn't hear the vote.
No more time.
No, I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear any vote.
Remember
to please listen carefully.
I do.
Time to
vote.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't do what I don't do.
Okay, once again, I want to take a vote on the 5 minute extension. Okay, in favor.
Please call everyone.
Yes, I need to do this, so I need.
Mr. Condon, please, would you please.
Chris, right?
Sorry.
All in favor of extending this 5 minutes?
For
the government committee report.
For the government committee report.
Okay, the whole report.
Yes.
2, 3, 4. And opposed.
Opposed.
Yes. Opposed?
Okay, 4 yay.
Everyone's hands back up.
Yeah.
All the
nays.
Nays
are up.
Wait, the yays
are up. Nays.
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 No. abstention. Okay, the
motion
not to extend.
Could you give us the count, Mr. Chair?
Pardon me?
The count?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Four yeas, seven noes, and one abstention.
And two abstentions.
There were two abstentions.
Two abstentions. Right here.
Yeah,
there we go.
Okay, should we have the next report?
No. Next committee report?
Next committee report, sir.
You have
more.
Okay,
have another say.
Hey, we're losing time here, folks.
Yeah.
Has it been amended? Well, then let's take a vote. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't have an amendment.
So we're on the motion to amend
that,
right?
All right, what is the motion to amend now?
Guys, what are we talking about? This is so out of order.
When the time is expired, you immediately vote on the motion on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What motion is on the floor?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What is the motion on the floor now?
Programming Oversight Committee.
No, Governance Committee,
On LSC members.
Yeah.
On committee.
All right, you want me to read the amendment motion?
Okay.
Effective January 1, 2010, all LSC members are expected to serve on at least one LSC committee as part of the
or
PNB committee as part of the responsibilities of LSC membership, and I think that's an excellent amendment, and I would vote for it.
Excellent. Okay.
So you've removed and maintained their membership in
Canada. Yeah.
All right, all in favor of
is there a substitute motion now?
This is amendment.
This is the amended motion. We're voting on the amendment. We're voting on the amended motion, correct?
On the amended motion,
thank you.
Sure. We're voting on the amended motion.
Yeah. Who could be against it?
Any objections to the amendment?
So the amendment. Effective January 1, 2010, all LSB members are expected to serve on at least one LSB or PNB committee as part of the responsibilities of LSB membership. That is the motion on the floor.
Okay.
Any objections?
Any objections?
Can we get a time check? Because I know we talked at that time. We still got public comments.
Nine,
sir.
It's 9:30.
All right.
Why don't we just take open comments for a minute? 9:29.
Okay, we'll go to public comment now. Why don't we go to public comment before we're voting on a motion?
There are other issues that we wish to talk about.
Remind people, we're way past time now. So I would recommend we follow the agenda
as amended, and we reduce our time for this item. And please try to eliminate comments. Chris commented initially said 15 minutes. We end up taking it still to 30 minutes. So for subsequent committees, if we could really limit our time, cut it in half, which would help considerably. We'll have time for public comment.
Okay, any objections to Lamont's recommendation here?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Programming
oversight. Okay, programming
oversight.
5 minutes.
So I will cut it to 5 minutes.
Thank you.
2 minutes.
Get your hand up.
No, I have no report because the Programming Oversight Committee did not meet since the last LSB meeting. So the motion referred back, but we postponed meeting until the IPB was back and could be meeting with us. We found the GM who agreed that that was a good idea. The one thing at Chris Condon's request that I would like to report is we had several outstanding motions for a very long time. Reported that, I think the last time I reported, a motion from September 24th, 07 was in April of this year. And unfortunately, that was that there be a working group to revise the pledge form and to meet with Terry Guy to see how it could be implemented. In April, I think it was April, someone could correct me, April or June, no, the GM took very careful notes, was going to try and implement this for the June fund drive. It was not done, and it has still not been done. So there is concern about the way that the pledge form is presently constituted, because when people call in, it gets recorded, the pledge gets recorded for that hour, but not for what they may be supporting. So we would still like to see this implemented, so perhaps the LSB could move a strong recommendation that the current management implement this before the next full fund drive, which is in September.
Okay.
Well, I'll speak to that, and if I can make a slight correction, I do believe at a subsequent time, when Chuck Heitkamp was at a meeting, we passed a motion unanimously without objection that superseded the motion that you referred to, and that was a motion to modify the pledge form, but in such a way as that the volunteer taking a call asked what programs would you like to pledge for, and had a series of a couple of lines to record that. The reason for that is because this is our point of interaction with 100% of our listener sponsors each year, and that information coming into us would indicate indicate that what they're pledging for. That's what they want to tell us. I've spent hours and hours and hours in the phone room. They're all trying to tell us that. And as a listener sponsor rep, I would like to honor and respect that and have some means for inputting that information. So the motion was that the pledge form should be modified ask what programs would you like to pledge for, and the responses should be tallied and analogous modification made on the website.
Never passed. Never passed.
Bella, you're out of order.
That passed unanimously without objection.
You're out of order, Bella.
And that's why you don't have anything in writing.
I just want to point out that the chair, vice chair of the committee, that what the vote he was referring to was for was to create a working group.
No, you were wrong. You were not asked. You were absent that day.
Mr. Chair, would you please restore decorum and order to the room?
Okay, let's.
He's just giving.
Excuse me. I'm not giving anything false. You just spoke falsely, and I waited my turn for you, sir. Now, if you'll let me finish, what I was trying to say is that what we approved unanimously was that a work group be formed to work on improving the pledge forms consistent with the motion we passed. However, within that committee, there was a divergence in opinion, which would not have made for an unanimous vote, at least on my part in the committee, because what Chris wanted was that we ask for an open-ended fishing expedition. What shows do you like? You know, how many do we take, 10 or 15? The question which I know...
Okay, we have time on this item.
The question which I know we agreed on was whether we should ask, is it true that you're calling to pledge for the show that's on the air now? And if not, what show were you trying to pledge to? We were trying to ask people an open-ended thing, which is exactly what Terry does not want to do, because it's going to take way more time. Someone's
time,
going to
ask
questions.
Time.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege to express.
No more time for this committee report.
Wait a minute. Point of personal privilege.
Yes, I have a point of personal privilege.
I'll have one after him, I'm assuming.
Okay, go ahead.
Ian is absolutely correct that is indeed, that indeed happened, and then Ian went and met with the Indian Ethnology Working Group at a subsequent meeting, perhaps 3 or 4 months later, at a program oversight committee in which Ian was not present, and our general manager, Sean Heitkemper, was. The issue was raised. I demanded a vote of Sherna, and the motion carried without objection. And that is something that Ian is not aware of. He's speaking without knowledge.
That is not true, because I've been in the committee for very long.
Bella,
please.
You have to vote for additional time or suspend any further comment on this committee item.
Thanks.
Time is past due now.
It's a motion from the committee, isn't it?
Okay. Time has expired. We're going to the next item.
Finance for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a finance.
Okay. Outreach for
outreach.
If you want finance, we have finance members here.
Yes,
and you have some. You have, but she didn't call a finance meeting this month. She told me on the phone.
Now. We had it.
Yeah, and I was there.
Okay.
Bella was there.
Yes, certainly. If you have I was informed by Summer that we didn't have it.
Let me see if I can just pull
it
up here.
Oh, she is.
Certainly.
I took the minutes, but I don't have them in order. I'm not ready to go yet. That's the wrong one here. I pulled the wrong one up.
Okay, I've got some reports, so if you want me to do it, I'll be more than happy.
Here we go, I got this one.
Very dear to me.
We had a bunch of people, the attendance, the first mini drive netted $13,000. The gap is $160,000. We approved the agenda, minutes, etc. We discussed the work on the budget. And we discussed whether or not management incorporated the new recommendations in the budget. Some yes, some no. Anthony, our business manager, believes that Efren, our national business manager, believes he's integrated some of the mini fund drives into the budget. So the work is partial integration. We think we're about $160,000 short. Greg talked about the National Finance Committee report. And I can literally discuss that stuff there. Basically, each patient currently pays $2,300 per quarter for Arbitrons with a low level of detail. They're going to double that amount of money for all the details, so we have granularity down to the hour. So we have to know how many people are listening per hour, every hour of the week. Not just Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning, it'll be Monday and Tuesday and et cetera, every hour. There's some good news. WBI came in above their drive, and so did WPFW, and those are the highlights. I have more information, but I'm running quick. Those are the highlights.
Good,
John.
Point of information.
Bella did attend the meeting.
I have a question.
You have a
finance.
5 minutes.
Grace
might have something to ask.
I'm going to ask for an extension on this.
1 minute.
When John's finished, we have a minute left. If you want to use that minute, then you can take that.
Okay, 1 minute.
Grace. Okay, well, I spoke to Summer, who's not able to make it tonight, and she wants to call a special finance committee meeting to go over a few adjustments in the budget. and everyone would be invited. But I don't have the exact date yet. And that's about it.
Okay.
I would hope that would be an evening meeting so that we could all attend. And I would like to ask the Finance Committee to schedule a major block of time in the LSC meeting to discuss the budget as a whole. We have not yet had an extended discussion on this body about the budget.
Okay.
That
needs to be seconded.
Second. Okay. Okay, this is a motion then, right?
I guess so.
Okay. Second on this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just have to know that the previous meeting, we already had a motion saying we would devote time to this very issue.
Yeah, we would devote
1 hour. I'm just saying we've already moved to do it.
Just as a point of information, the Finance Committee would love the time. The Finance Committee is pessimistic we'll ever get the time on the LSP to talk. But so there's no problem. We'll do it.
Ask the governance committee.
Okay, we need to vote on this motion. Leslie, will you restate this, please?
I would like to request that the governance committee put a large block of time at our next meeting, or if necessary, convene a special meeting to discuss the budget.
At least 1 hour. There you go. Okay, any objections to Leslie's motion? Okay, we're going to go to the outreach now. Reza?
Yeah, last month, outreach committee, we did collaboration of ACLU. We had a picnic in Orange County, Irvine. We had about 60 people participated. Some of the participants were asking that we could have different events in Orange County and in different cities. And also, outreach committee, we helped Mr. Sanchez. We prepared food, donated food from the outreach members at the station, the town hall that we had at the station. Also, Nancy from Flanders Kids Video are offering and working with few outreach members to have a town hall meeting for the candidate to come to Glendale and express themselves.
What is the date?
Sunday, September 20th.
What time?
This is Lee Street at 6.
Chairman, we now have 10 minutes for public comment.
We have 10 minutes for public comment.
That's what's on our...
We have 10 minutes worth of meeting.
That's what we are.
Can
we proceed?
You're the chairman.
What are you guys doing?
I'm going to open this to public comment.
Yeah, because we have 10 minutes of time left.
Yes, okay.
I want to make a lot of corrections on the Finance Committee, which is something very, very critical we should all be concerned about. As new people come running to the board, as the LSB members, I object to all the reports that was given. I put it all on tape as well. And as Grace knows, I feel that the Arbitron reports and raw data we have been getting are minuscule and non-representative of the truth. I do understand, though, that the new proposal for a better Arbitron per hour will capture more of the flavor of what we are doing. However, her position and others are that we don't have good programming. Well, we don't have good programming because we are really not allowing people to speak on the airwaves.
in the airways that are censored, and they have been. As Tracy mentioned, that Ian and Tracy have been barred from the airways of KPFB for a long time, and many of us as well, even though we continue to support the station. These numbers and these reports do not jive. And if you go to pacificat.org, you do not find any current financial statements. I mean, balance sheet, for those of you who know what that is a continuum of financial matters and a P&L which is profit and loss. This is disgraceful, which is why we are where we are. And very few people here have any knowledge of financial matters. Now, for many years, I've been sounding the alarm, and no one has been listening. So I went just recently to Pacifica.org. I found 2006 unaudited, not audited. This is unacceptable. How we today, August the 18th, facing the crisis we are told every day that we are facing, that we have no clue what's going on and we don't have this information available. Then I was told that the person that used to handle KPFA's financial matter has been moved to KPFA and he's a cancer patient. How can a cancer patient attend to the critical issues that we need right now?
That's discriminatory against people with
disabilities. Okay, and another situation, the Omicron have been concentrating on three peak times. That is 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m. You tell me, based on that is how we are getting the graph, and we are told that things are very grim. These graphs are not representative of what's going on, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And so I applaud Leslie's motion. We need to hear more. We need to hear more about what's going on financially. No bank reconciliation has been made. I have not seen one. I even asked Saul Summers. She doesn't know. What is going on here? So the first time I come to this meeting on Wednesday, I had to take him off from the daytime to come to the station and record 3.5 hours. And then on top of that, I waited 1 hour at the station for the meeting to start. This is unbelievable.
Two things. As a past member of the Finance Committee myself, I've noted that there's a constant battle with national office to get numbers that are both clear and described and defined and also on time. And that's a continuing problem. That's part of the reporting system that we have as a foundation. We need to shift to a standard business reporting form that is adapted for nonprofit use and it has, you know, clear definitions in the chart of accounts and also clear reporting on a quarterly basis at minimum, so that everybody, including the station manager, can know what they're dealing with, because, you know, people deal by the seat of their pants, both as general manager and programming people, with things that they don't have any visibility of on the financial side. And I agree with Bella entirely that the Arbitron report is a non-report in terms of nonprofits, because they don't even know how to ask those questions. They're set up to ask questions for commercial stations that are looking for delivery of listeners online to them. Well, I have one more item, for short.
Very short.
Okay. I was listening Sunday, and Sam Brown on his show simply said later for the what he called PSAs of the candidate announcement.
What?
Yeah, he just said later. No, we'll do them next week.
So he postponed things?
Arbitrarily on the show. He said, I don't have time. We don't have time for it. We you know, done too much talk. And therefore, we can't do our PSAs. He called them PSAs because they're not personal. They're not public service announcements. Announcements of the LSC.
Oh, actually, Todd. Okay.
Yeah, I want to point out that all financial reports were brought up to date in preparation for the CMB meeting in New York. There are multiple reports on the Pacific Foundation org website in the national office section rather than in the CMB section.
And why is that?
I'm a publisher on the CMB section, but I haven't been getting a lot of reports, so I can't publish there. John Almela, the national technical director, has the ability to post anywhere on the site, and he pretty much posted the entire board pack for the CMB meeting on the Pacifica Foundation board site. I will point out that month ago, I guess it is, most of the national office staff was laid off, including the typical webmasters. So the attention to the website being given by John L. Maylott is, in addition to all his full-time other jobs and responsibilities, and my participation on the website is, of course, volunteer. So it's fine.
Fine. Okay, Lawrence?
Yeah, I want to tell a story. The story of a person that had three jobs to cook.
That had what?
Had three jobs to cook. So they had two hands. And they had both the hands and three jobs to cook. I mean, it's a miracle that they could have two hands and three jobs to cook. Well, it just so happens that the person also has a spouse. So she gives his spouse jar cookies so he could put both of his hands in. And so what ends up happening is that when the person should practice some ethics and step back and be reclusive about certain things that affects the foundation or that affects the local station board, they don't. Right? They continue to play with the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And if it all depends who they know, you may get a cookie. If you don't know them or if they don't want to know you, you don't get a cookie. Okay? Just give me one last thing, because, you know,
very briefly.
So much of time.
One more thing?
One more cookie. Well, what I want to do is, I want to tell you what a cookie jar is. If you want to know what a cookie jar is, come talk to me.
Okay.
I have one more public comment.
I'm just an LSD candidate, but what I've been... My name is Joe Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Matthews.
Joe Matthews.
How are you,
Matt?
I just want to say from what I've been listening to on the radio that KCSK is struggling because the year 2012, I've been finding out by attending union meetings because I am a union member, is that 2012, there's going to be major contracts throughout the country in unions. Janitorial, security, and et cetera. And I think this is what the powers that be. They want this financial problem to happen. I think the urgency is that we need to contact and say KPFK needs to be really close to the union and start talking more about people's rights, not their privileges, and so they can prepare, you know, instead of having, we don't know what the currency is going to be, but the main thing on these contracts, you want to enforce the people, the workers, you want purchasing power, and not just the money raised, you want to be able to purchase things. And what I've been listening to on KPFK is that we have fallen back on the standard of minimum wage since Eleanor Roosevelt. So that's all I wanted to reiterate.
Thank you. You have the gentleman in the black suit.
It was my understanding that there's a...
What is your name?
I'm an LSP candidate as well. My understanding is that there's a committee going to come together September 10th to try to get new staff, new general manager, is that correct?
What?
I'm sorry, from the very beginning of this meeting, there was talk about forming a group to...
On the LSP.
I would just urge the board to move on that as fast as possible so that we have a little linger time without a GM and without interim people.
The LSP meeting is September 19th.
Okay. Pardon?
Minute and a half.
We still have a minute and a half public comment.
Okay.
Any other public comment here?
I think the most recent one
should
not be attributable to the changes that were made, I think.
Okay, time on this.
For the chair.
PND report.
Okay, I'd like to move on to PND report.
I just wanted to address something that was raised for the chair.
Very briefly.
Yeah, but I apologize for slowing the meeting down. I just want to point out that we did have a listener who said she heard, or said he heard that PSAs for candidates were not being played during Stan Brown's hour. I hope Mr. Chair will follow up on that. This is a very serious matter. I don't know who's scheduled when. I know I'm a candidate, but I know that anyone whose candidate thing is not played is, you know, well within their rights.
I heard that, and I will
follow that up.
Follow up on that.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to the PND report.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah,
we're going to be out of here in 4 minutes.
Well, we don't. Okay, I'm going to ask for an extension till 10:30. I don't like.
I don't think they're going well.
Yes,
the church said 10 o'clock.
They did tell us 10 o'clock. Definitely.
Yeah. Did y'all arrange it? Did you arrange it?
I'll
read
that
angry.
Can we extend it?
Is that what
it is? Can you take us out? Please, we're wasting time.
Yeah. And you know, if it's urgent, we are the one we should lock the door and get out.
No, we don't.
No, but the question is who arranged it? Is that you?
Yeah. I
did that. And he's definitely told you
something. PND report for Mr.
Chair, 10 o'clock.
Mr. Chair, point of something.
Go ahead, information. Go ahead.
The PND report is scheduled for 15 minutes. Okay, if we squeeze in to quarter after, between 10 and quarter after, the church probably wouldn't beat us up if we put the tables away unless it really nice.
I would like to hear the PND report. I don't think 15 minutes over is that
right.
So I'd like to
happy to give the part of the PND report.
There's
a number of PND members, so they may want to add at the July 26th PND meeting. We passed a whistleblower policy, which I will read to you because it is so short. This motion passed without objection. Be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation's ethics policy dated October 2005 be distributed to each employee, board member, and volunteer unpaid staff member with a sign-off sheet stating that the party has read and understands the policy. This policy covers the reporting of ethics violations, and in combination with the California Whistleblowers Act and other employee protection provisions of the states where our sister stations are situated, will hereby constitute the Pacifica Foundation's whistleblower policy. We also passed a motion to implement ongoing sexual harassment training. Both of those policies will shortly be spread out to everybody across the network. We've gone much faster than we anticipated. Chuck D, the great hip-hop artist from Public Enemy, is going to be starting a show at WBAI in mid-August, so I guess he's getting ready to start it. And don't be surprised if it gets bicycled around the other stations. Mitch Jesurek's great letters from Washington, they're getting ready to do a second set of that. The Archives got a $100,000 grant. If you want to applaud, go applaud. We are happy to report that WBAI paid its April and May and half of its June rent. So let's hear it for WBAI. And I just want to let you all know that after all the consternation over playing the tutorials for the election and how that would turn off listeners and we'd spend so much time, across the network, we got one complaint. So people appreciated not only the tutorials, but it brought us a feast of candidates across the network, the largest number of candidates ever in our election. And that is my abbreviated report.
Okay.
Thank you. Ian, I have, I don't know if this is a question or a point of information or just information for the member, but first off, the success of the WBA fund drive is only relative to what I think people universally thought was miserable and abysmal underperformance at that station, and it's only relatively marginally better. I also want to point out that national programming of the sort which he's referring to, bicycling around to the stations, has to be approved at the local level. Should not be handed down from the executive director, for instance. And also, I'll just leave it at
that. Can I just answer those two
things? Yes,
we should be clear here, and I believe that the amount that WBAI raised was over $200,000 over their goal. So that's
their
substantial.
Goal?
Yes, over their goal. That's a substantial. And as for bicycling around national programs, we wouldn't force this on anybody. We look at this as an opportunity to bring that young audience into KPFK. Right now, our standard age group is in its, mid-50s to early 60s. We need some programming that attracts young people. And anybody that knows Chuck D knows he's the smartest political person, the most progressive person in the hip-hop scene. And if they're offering to be approached on a local level, I'd seriously consider it.
Better not be NPR.
Also, there were at least two complaints within the L.A. signal area alone, which I'm aware of. So
that's not
hold on.
That's
all I got, but he was going on a soliloquy there.
I would like to point out that there's been a lot of abusive behavior in this foundation, and by members of this LSD and programmers towards each other. I would like to point out that the ethics policy is not only about whistleblowing, and I would like to read one paragraph.
We are off. We are out of order.
Only because we're clarifying what you meant.
Why am I out of order?
Because we're not going by the agenda. We're already over the
agenda. Read it, sir. Now, read it.
The chairman.
We have a chairman.
Bella.
He recognized her. Not
him. Yeah, but
she's got a
point.
I think
it is very germane.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to have a few more guests on the agenda. We have Grace and we have Leslie. We have Grace and Leslie. I'd rather hear that than the program.
Chair
of the meeting.
Yeah. Okay, I have to go to the IED.
Well, not the IED. No, that Leslie is a member of the PND and probably has some things to say.
In a report about a motion passed by the committee on which Chris and John and I sit, and that was approved by the PND.
About whistleblowing, not about anything else.
Ethics policy, sir.
No, sorry. The ethics policy as it relates to whistleblowing. This is out of order. This is not germane to the discussion.
Are you sharing the meeting?
No, I'm making a point of order.
And
I don't need to be trying to you. Not about
whistleblowing. Deciding what's out of order, it sounds like you're sharing the meeting.
Okay,
we have order. I have been the target of these attacks. I'll make it a point of personal privilege.
Okay,
thank you.
Go ahead.
The Pacifica Foundation's code of ethics is built on Pacifica Foundation values. As such, we acknowledge our individual responsibility to ensure our collective success by practicing and promoting the following values. These values reflect a shared view of how we want to operate and be seen by others. I will only read the one on integrity. We pursue our mission with honor, fairness, and respect for the individual, ever mindful that there is no right way to do the wrong thing. We uphold the values of the Pacifica Foundation in every action and decision. We are committed to act in good faith to comply with the rule of law and the Pacifica Foundation policies and regulations. And all members of the foundation are supposed to be signing this and presumably abiding by it.
That's time on this now.
Here, here.
Pardon?
That's a bit of a
rush. That's time. Okay, you
can read into it what they want to
read. Does anyone have a copy of the report I handed out earlier?
No. Which one is it?
It's about
blank.
It says about blank at the top. It's a printout from an email I sent out earlier. I passed this around the table. I may have got stuck somewhere, but I had enough for
everything.
Mr. Chairman, if you
have time. No,
don't
have it. This is the PND. She's a member of the PND.
Yeah, what? Okay.
But this is still part of the PNB report, correct?
Right?
Yes. Yeah. This is my report as a PNB director. Does everyone have a copy?
No.
No.
We got stuck somewhere going around the table because I did count out enough for everybody. No, Tracy, those are not yours or extras. That's my original.
I'm sorry?
What is it saying again? That's
the
problem.
The audience is...
Just give us a drop. Yeah, just lay it out for us.
Well, it's 2 pages long, and I'd rather not read it all.
Well, just do it in talking points, Jeff.
I can't do it in talking points. It's the prayer for the damn thing.
Oh, okay, now. Let us put it
to us. Why did I get it yesterday?
Order.
It went to you yesterday. I was going to open this up to questions if you had read it. Here's my 5 minutes
to
answer questions.
I looked off the window. Here, be that. Go ahead.
I passed it around. I've got one, my original and one copy left. Two copies.
Oh, you like a copy? I like my copy.
I would like to use my 5 minutes to answer any questions that any members may have. There they are. Thank you, Terry.
Sure, while they do this.
And if you have any, Terry, excuse me, Terry, if you have any extras when you're finished, if you would hand them to the audience, that corner of the audience where you are now doesn't get any.
Okay, well, we have 4 minutes to get out of the building.
Get out of the building.
Yeah, we have to just start off.
That's fine. I'm open to questions.
Okay, any questions?
Yes.
I see here from the Governance Committee a motion presented by the committee chair Ryder that LSEs are to work with station management to ensure station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation responsible to the needs of the listeners and the communities served by the station, station policies, procedures, making decisions, programming evaluations, working in a fair, collaborative, respectful manner, and that they requested in writing that we how the GMs and PDs are implementing the bylaw. Also, the LSEs are to make a report. I'm wondering if we could establish a work group on that. I know from my experience on the program oversight committee that in the past, when we've attempted to ensure the fairness, collaborativeness, and respectfulness of decision-making at the station, that we led to, we had, I'm sorry, Ken, are you trying to speak?
No.
Okay, thank you. That we actually, in fact, had a lot of resistance from the station and members of this board who thought it was micromanaging when we had come to a determination that the decision made did not meet those criteria.
I ask that that item be put under new business. We won't get to it tonight, but we probably will at our next meeting.
I'd like to ask the interim executive director, Hudson, who's a candidate, to stop making faces at the speaker in a derogatory way.
I don't know what we do about this cat motion. I don't know what we do about the cat. But,
I can make a suggestion.
What do we do about that motion?
I would like to suggest that as another body has requested an extra month, another LSC has requested an extra month to consider this, I would propose that this body second that or make its own motion to consider this next month instead of this month and request that the PNB honor that request.
I'll second that. Is that a motion?
Sure, that's a motion.
Are there any objections to that? Motion.
Basically, table it for next month.
Yeah. No, that we ask for time for an extra month.
We request that the PNB give us an extra month to take care of this.
Okay. Is there no objections or a motion? So
moved.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
No, listeners don't get to call very much.
No.